Ko moe awa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. National Party campaign chair Chris Bishop is crying foul over newspaper ads and billboards featuring leader Chris Luxon in a Mussolini-type grimace. The ads by the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions says Mr. Luxon is out of touch, too much risk, and linked to a website, outoftouch.nz. Mr. Bishop says it's the most negative campaign in history and more in line with the American-style attack ads.
The New Zealand people deserve a better quality election campaign. Unfortunately, it looks like Labor and the CTU have decided to go very low because they've got nothing. They have no track record to defend. All they can do is attack Christopher Luxon personally and make up lies about National Party policy.
Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, the architect of modern fascism, was recognisable for his shaved head and pugnacious stance. A leader of the Mowhenua group opposing the development of Shelley Bay, Maru Kaikuru, is welcoming its sale to filmmakers Sir Peter Jackson and Dame Fran Walsh. Developers Shelley Bay Taikuru Limited and the Wellington Company announced on Friday that it would not be going ahead with its plan to build 350 homes and a boutique hotel, retail and office spaces on the former defence base. The land was bought by Port Nicholson Block Settlement Trust with its treaty settlement cash and subsequently sold to developer Ian Castles when it was unable to develop on its own. Catherine Love says Sir Peter has a deep understanding of the Mowhenua position, as he laid out in a 2019 Facebook post.
He says, "The real victims here are thousands of Taranaki iwi who have had their land taken against their will. They have watched the Wellington City Council turn a willful blind eye, abandoning any pretense of moral integrity as they sneakily enabled this modern-day land grab."
Dr. Love says Mowhenua still has a case before the courts challenging the sale to Mr. Castles and whether the land was legally transferred, but its members are keen to help replant the site and return it to its natural state. Fat Freddy's Drop frontman Dallas Tamaida says his new solo EP should give people more of a sense of his personal style. Tamaida says he's hugely influenced by the late American soul singer Bill Withers, famous for his hits like Lean On Me and Ain't No Sunshine. He says the COVID lockdowns gave him the space to develop 6 songs on Levels.
The songs on the EP were mostly written during COVID, so a lot of the themes and stuff also will probably tie into that time as well, the way that we dealt with that time as a family.
Dallas Tamaida says Fat Freddy's Drop still takes up most of his time, especially with tours to Europe, where the band remains hugely popular. And that's your Wātea English News.